the podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Black on Black on Black. You're listening here with D Fantastic and nobody. It is me, myself, and I. It's all I got in the end. I'm sorry. It's D Fantastic. DJ Queen is out today. But if you're new listening to Black on Black on Black, we are here at Radio Valencia every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we're a show about a Bay Area native and a transfer from the Sizzity South, a.k.a. me. We explore the real San Francisco. We find scenes. We create memes, and we are also incredibly obscene. You can listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. So I am soloing a show today because DJ Queen is out of, you know, she's just out. She's sick and recovering and, you know, just doing her best, doing what she can. And so I'm pretty excited because this is a very, 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 very special episode, dedicated to a really important part of my culture, which is Chopped and Screwed. As y'all know, D-Fantastic is from Houston, Texas, aka Screwston, Ace Town, holding it down. And so I'd like to explore Chopped and Screwed for Black History Month. It is an extraordinary type of music that honestly revolutionized hip hop, as well as really cemented Texas as like the lead runner of hip hop in the South. So anyways, I do want to talk about events happening in the community. There's a lot going on for Black History Month, as there fucking should. But let's be fucking clear. Black History Month it's a month, but Black History is kind of all day, every day. So, you know, get it how you live it. Here are some of the three like top events that I think are going to be dope that are coming up this week. So Thursday, February 20th, you can join Glide Center for Social Justice and celebrating Black History Month. They're honoring Black excellence with Congresswoman Latifah Simon and State Controller Malia Cohen, two trailblazing leaders who will dive into the intersection of political power, community mobilization, and grassroots activism. You can hear Congresswoman Simon share her vision for tackling issues like housing affordability, women's rights, climate change, and resilience. And Controller Cohen will offer insights into like how our tax dollars shape affordable housing, economic development, public health, and that sort of shit. So don't miss this convo. It's going to be dope. And that's Thursday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Glide. So also on Thursday, and that's going to be from 6 to 9, you can celebrate Black History Month with the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and Generations Black LGBTQ History Experiences at this powerful free event where they will be screening Paris is Burning. So you can experience this iconic movie for its 35th anniversary. It's a groundbreaking documentary that highlights the 1980s ballroom scene, Black and Latinx LGBTQ plus culture, and the power of chosen family in the face of racism, homophobia, and the AIDS crisis. There's also going to be a like some insights into like a panel discussion with Black community leaders on the history and the future of ballroom culture and Black queer identity. There's also going to be a performance by the All Ballroom Dance Troupe. So yeah, you can join this awesome experience at on this Thursday. And that is going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts from 6 to 9 p.m. And then last but not least, on Saturday, there's going to be a free market. So the West Coast Makers Market is going to be on the 22nd at the Gold Bar Distillery and Tasting Room on Treasure Island. So it's like a market. You can shop and support like dope ass Black owned businesses. They'll have handcrafted goods, fashion, art, beauty, and more. When you can do all of this while viewing the gorgeous Bay Bridge. but also the Skyline, Alcatraz, Golden Gate Bridge, all of that. There's going to be live entertainment, some performances that are going to be highlighting Black culture, some dope ass food from Black owned vendors. And yeah, also the tickets will go the ticket sales will all go to the Black LA Relief and Recovery Fund. So you want to support Black businesses and address the massive income disparity of issues and the LA fires. Go to this. It's going to be this Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. At and around the Gold Bar Distillery on Treasure Island. So that's going to be awesome. And also for Black on Black on Black, we like to talk about what's going on in the Black community. So, let's go ahead and highlight everything that we all love to see was Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl performance. Absolutely amazing. I mean, it has been the talk of social media and beyond. I mean, you've got commentary from clearly, unqualified white people, you know, always talking about Black Thought. Always, always, please. Please, white people, please. Just, anyways. but some of my favorite highlights, of course, was Samuel playing Uncle Sam, which was outstanding. If you did not get that reference, I don't know where you live and what rock that is under. One thing I wanted to point out, because I don't think many people knew about this, but the setup of the stage was the setup of a PlayStation controller, right? Which is owned by Sony. And Sony is in partnership with Drake's label. So the fact that Kendrick did all of that and at the very end says game over? Amazing. Outstanding. I think that immediately there is a meme of Kendrick coming out at, like, as he rounds the corner, looks straight into the camera and says, "Say Drake." Outstanding. I mean, I could not have wished for anything more. I think, as y'all know, DeFantastic has been hating on Drake for I don't even remember how long. I knew that nigga as Jimmy or whatever the fuck his name was from Degrassi. And I never watched that show. He was corny as fuck then. He's still corny and he's just gross. So I love that this beef happened in 2024. And I love that I got to see Drake destroy. Just fantastic stuff. Also for Kendrick, big shout out. He makes history with 3 of his albums in the top 10 albums on the Billboard. I believe it's number 1 is GNX. I think Damn made it to number 6. And then Good Kid, Mad City was number 10, something like that. So anyways, big ups to Kendrick. Love you. Thanks for being great. Also, those bell bottoms. I love how men are realizing that bell bottoms are great. I'm like, did y'all forget about the 60s and 70s? Y'all act like women don't like to see your shape. Like, come on. What woman doesn't like to see a nice ass on a man? I don't know. But anyways, Kendrick looked great per usual. Anyways, today, Nick Cannon, or today or yesterday, I don't remember, but Nick Cannon tweeted something stupid. He tweeted as a comment on Elon Musk having another child because he just cannot keep his dick in his pants. He was like, Nick Cannon was like, "Oh, I need to put on my super suit. You know, congratulations, man." Like him trying to have more kids. Like, both of these men should be neutered. You're done. Like, fucking gross. Why Nick Cannon? Why support Elon Musk? I have no idea. Why comment on that? I also have no idea. Why father 20 children? I have no idea. But, you know, niggas just be coming out of nowhere to coon. So anyways, also, if y'all didn't know, Saturday Night Live had their 50th anniversary special. And Lil Wayne, who people felt snubbed for Super Bowl, he performed at SNL's 50th anniversary with The Roots. And they performed Mrs. Officer. I mean, he actually looked great. So, anyways, the discourse online within the Black community has just been like, you know, he looked good. Why wasn't he on the Super Bowl? And people were like, well, he looks good because, like, he feels like he needs to look better now. Anyways, I was like, just good for Lil Wayne. He still shouldn't have been at the Super Bowl. So, sorry. Good for you, Weezy. I'm glad that you're alive. I cannot say that you were a goat, especially in your mixtapes, Dedication, No Ceilings, all of that. But your MAGA associations are whack as fuck, so whatever. Anyways, now normally we would do a Would You Rather before jumping into the episode, but since it's just me, we're not going to do that. We're going to skip that. Instead, we're going to dive into some Houston rap. Now, this episode is about Chopped and Screwed, but I want to introduce it, give it a little more history before we dive into that music for listeners who aren't aware of Chopped and Screwed. So I'm going to play some of my favorite Houston rap songs, like pretty much classics that anyone from Houston knows what these songs are. So we're going to start off with Mind Playing Tricks on Me by Ghetto Boys.
In my four cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night, I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab a popper for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared of than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Top's up. Love it, man.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. I got stuck, get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes, sir. We got stuck, get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 phone. About to break the mic, then break 25 more. About to rip the track with about 25 flows. And I'm dipping like a Mac with about 25 carat diamonds in my brain. 25-12s in the trunk, got to bang. Make moves to make a quick 25 mil. Come up so I can knock off Big 99 Seville. Got to take me by 25 yellow bones home. Doing bad to make them 25 phone home. Call daddy, tell him 25 got to go. DMV them, put it down, 25 out the door. Hitting the highway, doing 25 shows. 25 limos, slamming 25 doors. Representing for those holding 25 screws. And I'm a wreck and rip 25 crews with
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got stuck, get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got stuck, get paid.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got stuck, get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got stuck, get paid.
I jumps up early in the yard to stretch. Another day, another dollar, another case to kick. I take my time and realize that this game is real. I got my mind on form, but I'm swinging Barber Grill. Got to act real bad when I close red doors. I'm shooting spiders off my rim because I'm riding on foes. And don't understand that we be drinking the norm. Never trust broads, Leo fraud. On the board is where I swing, where I claim my name. Back in the game, Herschel Wood, Texas Street Game. It's the 9-8. And I'm jumping in the mist. Rocks up on my wrist and got haters off my list. How you like me now? Cause I'm real. Coming down, piece and chain, four shiny grills. Got to bring hat, where them boys at? Fresh to break the mic down, it's that fat pad.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got to get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got to get paid.
Love it.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got stuck, get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got stuck, get paid.
So cold in the game. Southside player screwed up, click main. With the body set, you can bet we smooth as a vet. Coming through this man, hold up and slit. Some catch me like that, and some act like they wanna pull it. But they better watch out for that boy PAT. Ask them haters, can they handle me? Cause I be so cold in this game, coming down on the swing. Rip wood grain on the shirt, I leave a stain. Cause you try to jack a real true G. Coming down the boulevard, can you see me? Swangin', swangin', swang to the lip. Pop my trunk and hip, hip, hip. Better see it roll. Starch down and I'm rolling on native foes. It's the FAT, represent the clique. Right up in the bowl and a whole lot of. You better look around, cause yeah, you might stand it. I'ma say hold up and scream. Cause I'ma let the gon' rip and gon' take a trip. And it's an empty clip, let's throw it off the ship. Cause it's a throwaway, it's that fat pet. Where them haters at, where them haters at, man. Cause, love
it, man. Southside, baby.
We got 25 fighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got to get paid, hey.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got stuck, get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got stuck, get paid.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got stuck, get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got stuck, get paid.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. I got stuck, get paid.
Got 25 lighters on the dresser, yes sir. Got to get paid, paid. That's how we do it. DMD, KP, Fat Pack. All right, baby. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real.
Crooked. I know y'all been waiting on this here. Yeah. Shit. R.I.P. west side, north side. Know what I'm saying? I'm a part of all your dead body. But shit, I still feel stressed. Still gotta get something off my chest. Why these whole niggas be doing what they be doing? I don't know though. Shit, fuck it, we gon' stay too deep in the photo. Slow lighting, banging, all in my trunk. Trunk full of funk, I ain't never been a punk. I blow on skunk, I blow on Doja. Military minded, I'm a motherfucking soldier. Out the streets of the bridge, month fold. Not no bitch, and see, I still ain't a hoe. Letting niggas know every day of the year. I pimp my pen and I get my points clear. Why niggas wanna talk down, I don't know. Gotta take a trip to Acapulco from the foe with my fofo on my side when I ride. Ready to do another homicide in the by and by till I'm gone. Nigga, old glory, I make time to Kelly just like Robert Ory. If I do a murder, plead a murder scene. When it's a shortage on the drink, I can't find no lean. From southwest to southeast, bitch, it's about war, not about peace. Nigga like me, I'm about knocking out teeth. Know I'm saying I loose and grill. A nigga coming down in the coupe to build. Looking gravy, looking real though. I'ma be the nigga pulling over at the fucking crossroad with my K on my side. I'm ready to ride, and if I gotta go, it'll be a homicide. Me and another nigga on the way to the Golden Gate. A nigga like me can't wait just to make it to another day. Gotta get the big payout, so get the fuck out my way. When I come around your corner so slow, it'll be the nigga in the damn polo. That's the Ralph Lauren, jackers ain't barring. Why I skipped the slab when I went straight to foreign? Sit out like a city than the old school. Some niggas, they be red, but zero blue. I come around your corner, but I ain't said tripping. But I will, wet niggas and wet women. With the calico, I had to let a motherfucker know that I come around your corner in a Lincoln photo, a Fox photo, cause I do it in a flash. Nigga, watch that, cause that could be your ass. I rhyme so long, rhyme so strong. I flex my bicep, then I swole on. Get on the motherfucking bench, and when the laws hit the corner, I hit the fence. They wonder where I went, they keep looking. I don't give a fuck like Tyson, I keep hooking. Or maybe like Lennox, I'm strong to the finish. I'm like the ghetto pop high, but I don't need spinach. I'ma keep going, I keep on flowing just like the Nile. Billion dollar mouthpiece, every time I smile, looking doter. Nigga ass Trey, every time he smile, he can turn the night to day. You can open up the pop and let the smoke come hot. We don't give a damn about a crooked ass cop. Crooked officer, crooked officer. Make a nigga wanna blow the badge off for ya. Me and Dougie, my motherfucking brother. R.I.P. to my motherfucking mother. That's the Dorothy Marie McVay Matthew. His 10 toes planted in my motherfucking shoe. I gotta be a man, hope you understand. It's nothing but the work and the calico in my hand. On a corner on the ridge van, and I'm serving a fiend. A real live D-boy, and you know what I mean. I be stacking up chips like Lego. Dunk on a punk just like Calvin Cato. Using to the rocket, a 4-peat like Comets. I don't give a fuck, a good punch, a bitch nigga make him vomit on the grind. I'ma take a trip on Greyhound. I'll be flying on the plane, but the dope is on the grind. Hit it to Lake Charles or hit it to Lafayette. Maybe off in Alexandria, but I ain't finished yet. I gotta make the whole I-10, I-10, then I do it again. I get my ends, I'm in my motherfucking Benz. Got these hoes running round in a frenzy. I be busting full clips to the empty. A piece of potent pussy might tempt me. Rain is trying to send me to the penitentiary. The main reason why I ain't friendly. I'm wired up, but I ain't on no damn slaughter. The one in the back, and he got the camcorder. Recording everything, the foes gon' swing. Still pulling up on Fonten and the main, looking lovely. Got to look good. I throwed up Bridgemont poker, that's my hood. Never been a hoe, I'm letting hoes know. I gotta get a fucking PLAT, but first a G-O-L-D. A motherfucking plaid. I keep it straight and simple like that. Hit a bitch from the back, and I use my motherfucking tool. Make her say itch when I hit her with the mule.
Bitch wanna die cause she know I caught her lying. I met her in a bar outside a little part of Texas. Never know she's sleeping round. everything I deal with. Now, bitch, I'm wondering where you stay. See, you a die-hole, a bravo. I kill you, still a bitch in my book. Bloated and smoking. Now I'm blowing, cause you a bitch in my book. Just a bitch in my book. As hard as a stud in my book. Just a tramp. I'm sick and tired of beating whores. Every time I'm walking down the street, and I'm sick and tired of always seeing closed doors. Wanna slap every tramp I meet. See, you started.
Yo, 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 we're back with Black on Black on Black. This is D Fantastic, and that was the song Still a Bitch by Lil Troy, Willie D, and Artist. So that is a Houston classic. If you've never heard that song, I'm so glad I could, you know, provide that to you. That is one of my favorite breakup songs. So if somebody fucked you over, fucking blast Still a Bitch by Lil Troy, because I think it's still a bitch in my book. Misleading, steady cheating you on the streets, and you know you a bitch in my book. So bump that shit. I'm so glad y'all are here with me today, because it is very Houston focused, screwson focused, and we are talking about Chopped and Screwed. So first, let's go over the history of what this shit is. What the fuck is Chopped and Screwed? Because I know we're out in the Bay Area, the slay area, the gay area. But, you know, basically the distinctive Chopped and Screwed sound originated in like the late Houston mixtape artist Robert Earl Davis Jr., also known as DJ Screw. Keep this in your mind. He is a pioneer. It's not even a perfect word for him. A pioneer he's amazing. And so basically in the 1980s and the 90s, DJ Screw has been a massive influence on musicians everywhere, right? So because he created Chopped and Screwed, he has the nickname of the originator, right? So in the early 1990s, he invited some of Houston's MCs from the city's south side to rhyme on those mixes of Chopped and Screwed. But he was also a member of the rap group Dead End Alliance. DJ Screw was born on July 20th, 1971 in Smithville, Texas, which is right outside of Austin. In his teens, he moved to Houston to be with his dad, and he ended up dropping out of school to work on his music. When he was young, DJ Screw had aspirations to be a truck driver like his dad, but, you know, after seeing the 1984 hit breakdancing movie Breakin' and discovering his mother's turntables, it attracted him to music, and his admiration of classical music drove him to resume piano lessons. His musical interest shifted as he took his mother's B.B. King and Johnny Taylor records and scratched them on the turntable the way DJs did, slowing the spinning disc and then allowing the speed back up, playing with sounds. So in the 90s, he developed this revolutionary mixing technique from his Houston home, adding new rhymes to like tracks, slowing them down, bringing in local rappers to freestyle over the tracks. In 1991, he was selling thousands of tapes. So most of it was documented on cassettes called Screw Tapes, which if you had Screw Tapes, you were fucking cool. And in a matter of days, the sound became the soundtrack for Houston hip hop. It's often associated with Lean, a.k.a. Scissor, Purple Drank, which is a codeine laced drink that unfortunately played a role in his death in November of 2000. In 1994, Screw moved into a house in the eastern park of South Park, which soon became known as the Screw House, where he could conduct his new business, selling tapes, recording freestyles with the group. These tapes gained popularity, allowing many of the group's members to launch successful solo careers, right? At some point, the business became too much for the house, so the group relocated its operations to a store in Mo City that became known as a Screw Shop. I'm from Mo City. I'm from Missouri City, where the Screw Shop was, so that's really, it's amazing, like, being from a place where Chopped and Screwed as really originated, not just Houston, but a subset of Houston, a city right next to it. DJ Screw's definitive 3 in the Morning Part 2 album really kicked off the appreciation of his mastery in this new style of music. The Houston Press named the 1995 album as number 13 on its list of the 25 best Houston rap albums of all time. The newspaper credited the release for the way it helped shape Houston's hip-hop culture for fucking ever. So DJ Screw ruled Texas in the 90s alongside his coterie, the Screwed Up Click, SUC, which included Big Hawk, Big Mello, Big Mo, Big Pokey, The Botany Boys, ESG, Fat Pat, Lil Flip, Lil Kiki, Lil O, and Zero. Zero, who you heard in the previous segment as the Mo City Don. In addition, Devin the Dude, K Reno, Lil Troy, South Park, Mexican, and UGK are considered to be Screwed Up affiliated. Many of the current and former SUC Screwed Up Click members came from the neighborhood of South Park, Third Ward, Sunnyside, Cloverland, Harm Clark, and South Acres. So by mixing traditional turntable techniques with this style, DJ Screw just gifted Houston its own subgenre. Like, that's fucking crazy. A city making its own subgenre is wild, and the fact that Houston did it is just outstanding. So, after years of success that took its members to new heights, the Screwed Up Click found itself surrounded by tragedy when two of its members died. So, Fat Pat unfortunately was murdered, and then DJ Screw unfortunately overdosed from a lethal combination of lean and other drugs. So, as we know, Chopped and Screwed is the sound most closely associated with Houston hip hop. So, with all that being said, I'd like to introduce y'all to some actual Chopped and Screwed sounds. So, a lot of these songs are going to be played from DJ Screw's 3 in the Morning Part 2 album. And we're going to start off with Pimp the Pen with DJ Screw and Lil Kiki.
We are putting it down, big days. The third, the head, know what I'm saying? South side, Screwed Up Click, know what I'm saying? What's up, Lil Kiki? What's up?
I'm draped up and dripped out, know what I'm talking about. 3 in the morning, getting a get out the stash spot. Fire up a fat sweet, turning on the bug lights. Hand on the wool grain, ass on the tight white. Showing naked ass in the great state of Texas. Home of the player, so it never be no plexus. So long we've been waiting, never ever hating. In Houston we elbows and Cali they dating. So 1996, you hoes better duck, because the world gon' drip candy and be all screwed up. Just pop in your great cassette, turn up your fucking deck. Lend me your ear because the South Side been a wreck. Nine, he was smoke tree. Let the world see true hidden talent like Screw and Lil Kiki. Ain't no love for haters and you busted dick suckers. On the South Side, we stand paid, motherfucker.
Know what I'm saying? Lil Kiki, Big Troy. Know what I'm saying? Big Pokey. Know what I'm saying? Al Demon, their brother. Screwed Up Click. What's up, Big Hawk?
It's time to lay them down like a fresh set of dominoes. To all the players, all the pimps, all the bitches, and all the hoes. Who's the man? Who's the
about. Who's the nigga that paid the cost? I really don't give a damn, cause I ain't the one who's gonna take the loss. Ripping the grant up in the slant, working the wood is understood. Flipping these rolls and slapping these dope, pulling these hoes and wearing these clothes. Who in the hell was able to tell the south of the head to chill? From hitting that boulevard, from belts and buckles, warming a grill. I'm popping a trunk and smoking a skunk and pulling up candy red. Sitting on buck, not giving a fuck, and able to turn a head. Something serious when I let go, cause I got away with words. I'm able to clown when using a noun to take the place of verbs. My lyrics go together like a pair of socks and shoes. My flow is slow because it's bolted down by DJ Screw. Take it from me, the nigga Lakey, the H, the A, the R, and D. Menace to society, born and raised to be a G. I grasp the phone, go on and on. Two or three songs I won't postpone, cause the lyrics coming from the very top of my dome. So many ways it pays if you can flip the script or move in the tongue. You take a dose and listen, go. Promise that you'll be strong. Jackals and hustlers, players and match, barring those and Cadillac. Sir Codeine that makes you lean and kill the sweets brought out the set. All these things remain the same because I'm so able to win all around just by down because the geeky puts the pin.
No, Sam.
Seven Codeine. It makes a Southside player. Makes me lean. Stacking green. Steady stacking green. Steady sipping Codeine. Screwed up geek. Representing that H-Town and with me. It's going down, representing the south side of that H-Town. It's Big Mo. I've never been a hoe sipping on a potent foe. And I'm player made, keeps a tight ball face if I'm sad and shade. And we're so real, them south side players won't bump a grill. And we like to swing. Said it's swinging and banging, rolling with the wood bag. Sipping on the bar, just sipping on the bar, just looking like a star. And we're so true. Steady popping trunk, steady jamming screws.
To get more stained and grained, my body saying, as I swoop from lane to lane, to be seen without bang, like a beast without a chain. Jock me, but that kind of stuff don't stop me. Sisters wanna be a ball, I got the real, wanna watch me. Don't hate, just wait for me to skate down your street. Ball guy smoking sweet, for Benjamin Franklin's on my feet. Ball fade, hit of a shade, never afros and braids. Big sack in a can of Ray, cause all roaches getting sprayed. Not capping, just real and still making clear choices. So to get searched with horses, hear my name in different voices. Juiced up and toe line on my flip, making my rhymes. Smelling like a wine, dripping, finna paint your time. Making way, how I play, leaning hard on let your doze. Popped up, hurling bowls, matching flows, and start your clothes. Riding on jeans, sipping on a daily basis. Ripped up hot pots on your block and big faces. Slam, slam, no faces, looking good, standing tall. Keep on your block, like pictures off the wall. Riding on jeans. Sipping on a daily basis, quick to hop back on your block and big faces, slam slam no faces, looking loose and tall. Be like your block, like your pictures off the wall. I'm still setting trends with all my friends. Watch a hop out, Y2K, that's convincing. Still driving red, stretch, bubble like Lexi. Bumble kid fall, nice and play, say the Texas. Watch our grill train, Caribbean, red stain. I'ma leave it in they train, pop truck and they go insane. What's up, Lil' Jane? And I'm the player, no face. I blame all from the distance, piece of chain will begin.
T-shirt and diggies, I come on back, get some chest, wrist, and fingers. Down in they China, throw your clothes, bitch, I like Benzes and Beamer. See, we be flossing in Texas, we DVDs in the mix. Droppers on choppers, we reckless and blinding boys with our necklace. With AZ banging for swing, we terrorizing the block. Jim and Lil Wayne, Gorilla Rain, pulling up at the spot. You know we got the show out, it's as you see in the dope. That boy Giara ACE gon' let the whole world know. Down south we swinging and banging, plus we be bouncing and turning. Remote controls make TV fall and all our switches be burned. Then white cups be mad, I can't trade poppin' soldiers that made it. Grace in their face and they hate it, can't help but congratulate it. It's our turn, so let it burn, spark it up like some churn. We knocking pictures off the wall, make them listen and learn. Turning head, blue, black, or red as we beat down your block. Swinging things and gripping grains, rolling 20s to chop.
Riding blowing weed, sipping on a daily basis. With the hot pots on your block and big faces. Then slam over space, you looking good, standing tall. He lying, 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 pictures off your wall. Riding blowing weed, sipping on a daily basis. With the hot pots on your block and big faces. Then slam over space, you looking good, standing tall. Be down your block, knocking pictures off your wall.
Coordinate,
keeping it real. What's up?
another day. Everybody, hey, where's the grass? Let me hit it and I'll pass. My life on the south side, nothing but love. I got doobies in the ass, straight at black. Cause much shit goes down in this field, cause we keep it real locked in these gates and all my niggas in the flex. So fuck all that shit that you thought you heard. My nigga Red on the wall and he's killing the bird. Southpaw Village is the place and MOK is where we flip it right. My life on the south side.
Know what I'm saying? Gotta holler at my boys on lock. ESG, know what I'm saying? It's Din Din, it's Toy, then McCoy. Talking about pop and rock, boot camp. All players pay dues, know what I'm saying? Boys come out with me a ticket out. It's all real, know what I'm saying? Niggas get caught up in shit like that, know what I'm saying? What's up, Scott? Sock? Road Jazz? Boys on the train? Can you do it? Going down to the D, the Rick, know what I'm saying? What's up? It's going down, boys like the TC. Bay Town, know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace.
What's up? My nigga still got love for you, man.
For life.
Know what I'm saying? What's up, Phil? Shorty Mac. Larry B. Know what I'm saying? Kimbo. Bird Cool. Know what I'm saying? Don Bill. Lennon Santone. Chris Cooley. Know what I'm saying? Big Bub in that plaza. Cuz for life. Chuck. Know what I'm saying? Cuz for life. Foster Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
D. John O. Fanon. Know what I'm saying? Buddha Wayne. Grady D. Toe. Big Poke. Know what I'm saying? Kiwi Ron G. Head L. Tim G.
D.A.
Judd. Know what I'm saying?
Just fight. to death, but now I lay low, chill to the killing over. Insane band, yup, games chilling in the
Cloverland.
We're back with Black on Black on Black. This is D Fantastic, and that was Cloverland by DJ Screw and the Botany Boys. As I mentioned in my previous segment, Cloverland is where some of the Screwed Up Click was from, and we're talking about the Screwed Up Click because we are talking about Chopped and Screwed. As a continuation on Chopped and Screwed, one of like the Chopped and Screwed screwheads, whatever you want to call us, one of our basically holidays is June 27th. So let me explain why. On June 27th, 1996, DJ Screw hit record on what some consider to be his magnum opus, the June 27th freestyle tape. So it was D-Mo's birthday celebration, and he, Big Mo, KC, Youngstar, Big Pokey, and Haircut Joe freestyled over a tight, captivating 35 minutes. Its iconic stretch featured a slowed down version of the sample beat from The Streets Ain't Right by hip hop duo Crisscross. This was rapper Youngstar's first full introduction on tape as a member of the Screwed Up Click. It also provided a prime example of rapper Big Mo's distinctive style that brings smooth R&B songcraft into the mix. So Screw released the tape by the 4th of July weekend. And I mean, when I tell y'all this shit spread, it spread like fucking wildfire. It spread through all the Galveston beach parties. I mean, it spurred lines around the block of DJ Screw's house. The only place we could get a copy at the time on 4th of July weekend, and it went on to be the best selling of his mixtapes. Now, obviously,